On today's podcast, we'll be covering week 5 of 5 on ergonomics and injury prevention. So stay tuned.
Welcome to Warehouse Safety Tips. If you're a seasoned vodcast viewer, this vodcast is going to be different from most that you watch. It's based around exactly what the name implies, Warehouse Safety Tips. And since the people in this industry are busy, we know that time is money, so each episode will be as short and to the point as possible. And now, with all that out of the way, let's get to the vodcast.
Every facility should strive to prevent slips, trips, and falls to maintain a safe and productive environment. And while many factors contribute to injury prevention, two often overlooked areas are the importance of proper footwear and strategic use of floor mats. These simple measures can dramatically reduce incidents and promote a more comfortable and secure workplace. Now, choosing the proper footwear and using the correct floor mats is more than just a comfort decision. It's a safety requirement. Employees spend long hours on their feet, often on complex, slippery surfaces. Without proper support and traction, fatigue and accidents become more likely. Investing in appropriate footwear and safety mats creates a safety culture that's going to lessen the potential of issues occurring. And here are a few tips to help you with improving safety through footwear and use of floor mats. Number one, you want to select the appropriate footwear. Employees should wear shoes designed for the facility environment. Look for slip-resistant soles and firm arch support to reduce the risk of falls and fatigue. Number two, you want to inspect your footwear regularly. Shoes wear out over time. Encourage employees to check their footwear for smooth sides, broken laces, or damaged materials. Replace worn-out shoes immediately to maintain complete protection. Number three, use anti-fatigue mats where needed. Cushioned mats in areas where employees stand for long periods can help reduce leg and back strain. Less fatigue means better focus and fewer accidents. Number four, install slip-resistant mats. Use mats with non-slip surfaces where moisture or spills are common. These mats improve traction and are going to help channel away liquids that could cause slips. And last but not least, number five, maintain floor mats properly. If left unchecked, mats can shift, curl, or wear down, creating a tripping hazard. So make sure that you are regularly cleaning and inspecting to ensure that mats stay in place and are effective. Investing in the proper footwear and maintaining a quality matting solution is going to help protect everyone in your facility. It's going to reduce strain on workers' bodies, lower the risk of serious injury, and keep productivity high. And a safe and comfortable foundation underfoot is going to build a stronger and more focused workforce. So when you're paying attention to these small details, it's going to show a commitment to safety and create a workplace where everyone feels supported, literally and figuratively. And thank you for being part of another episode of Warehouse Safety Tips. We appreciate you being here for this 5-week series. Until we meet next time, have a great week and stay safe.
Before moving on, here's a word from one of our sponsors. If you've ever been to or worked in a warehouse, you know just how important safety is to both management and staff. It's almost impossible to go 10 steps without seeing safety tape, angles, signs, and or safety products. It's these items that show us how to be safe and avoid danger in the workplace. And if you're looking for the best products to make this happen, look no further than Mighty Line. Mighty Line floor signs and floor markings offer the best industrial products out there. We're proud to have Mighty Line as the official floor sign and floor marking company for the Warehouse Safety Tips podcast and site. Go to mightylinetape.com/safety tips to request a sample pack of their incredible safety signs and floor markings. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Warehouse Safety Tips. If you visit warehousesafetytips.com, you'll find the show notes for this episode and access to all of our blog posts, previous podcasts, advertiser information, and much more. Thank you for listening to Warehouse Safety Tips, and have a safe day.